Mike Machado's day at the museum starts around 4:30 in the morning. That's when the senior graphics specialist checks his computer to see what newspapers from all over the world have been sending in for the day.
The participants upload their front page as a PDF to a directory on our FTP server. We collect them here.
Machado says on most days, he'll get around 900 of these front pages.
And some days we get more, some days we get less.
His job is to go through them and select the front pages that will be displayed outside the museum that day.
So we show one for each of the 50 states and District of Columbia, plus a few internationals. So I try to get one from each of the major continents.
And then it's to the printer. Machado has worked at the museum for 19 years and has always worked on the front pages exhibit, even when it was much smaller.
When we were in Roslyn, we had just a smaller exhibit inside that museum. And so we didn't really have a lot of participants. We're very blessed that all these people, all these publishers want to share their front pages with us. But until we started putting these pages on our website, a lot of publishers didn't really get the point.
But he says that all changed on September 12th, 2001, one day after the terror attacks on the World Trade Center.
If I recall correctly, September 12th, we received like 200 papers.
And since then, the exhibit has grown.
It's an educational thing. So it's to have a forum that regular people can use to examine and compare how different publishers and editors present the headlines. Most people have maybe one or two newspapers in their hometown to choose from, but this is a way so people can see across a big spectrum.
After all the front pages that are going on display are printed and cut down, Machado heads outside to the front of the museum just after sunrise. Using magnetic clips, he attaches each front page to its display case. And just as he clicks that last case closed, two early morning joggers slow their pace in front of the museum and take in the news of the day. Rachel Nania, WTOP News.